And she said, well, you think it over. But she said, there isn't a soul on this boat of the 200 and some passengers, so far as I can find, that plays a piano anymore. Only me. She said, that is her, meaning her. Mm-hmm. She says, I play popular songs, and you've heard them singing down the lounge and all, but she says, that's all. And she said, the officers of the ship and the captain told me you were a very, very good player. I said, oh, that's junk. So I said, well, we'll be on here till Wednesday morning. I said, there's only one way I would play for you. And I said, you'll have to accept what I have, and it isn't very much. I said, I think I can play about, 20 minutes or 30 minutes. She said, well, that would be fine if you'll do that much. I said, but not until Tuesday evening. She said, why so late? She said, we dock Wednesday morning. I said, well, I want to see all this pretty scenery. If I sit down to that piano tonight and play, I'll be playing all the time. I had another experience up on the Great Lakes, something like that one time. So it taught me a lesson. Don't play the first time.
Got something out of that, didn't you?
Yeah.
We'll take care of that. We'll save that for the last evening.
Yeah, you might do
because
that.
Because I don't think we can make it this evening.
If we get into maybe the latter part, we can get into more history of Brazil, if you would want it.
I hope that we can do that. I think we'll have some time the latter part of the last evening.
All right.
Which would be a week, 2 weeks from last night.
2 weeks from last night. If you care for it, if you don't, it's all right with me because it doesn't make any difference. I just thought maybe it might be a little interesting point there to know some of the history.
Sure.
Real, back in 1892, that was 3 years before my time. That'd be 84 years ago.
So. But, that would be very interesting indeed. Okay. Now, a lot of these things are going to be familiar to you. Many of them are. If they're not, okay. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
For example, the metal bands on the wooden barrel, you would call what?
The hooks of the barrel.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And for a bottle, the round piece that you stick in at the top.
The cork. Back in the old times, they used a cork in the bottle instead of our patent.
Exactly, right.
Caps now.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And some of the familiar tools to use in carpentry.
Well,
most familiar ones, I guess.
Back in those times, they had a lot of tools that we really don't have today. For instance, they had, I noticed down at the Lincoln Memorial, they had an axe, a broad axe, I believe they called it. It was about 6 inches long. Mm-hmm. And it had a handle in it. It looked more like a sharp hole than anything else. But what the axe was used for was to square logs when they were building a log cabin. Mm-hmm. Then they had a block plane, what we call a block plane. I have my grandfather's block plane yet. And they were, I expect, 2 feet long and perhaps 4 inches square, and were set with a very fine piece of steel for sharpening to plane boards with and things like that. And then naturally they had axes, and they used picks quite a lot back in those days. You know what the pick is, the old-fashioned pick. And I don't know when they talk about the hand-turned posts for stairways and decorations on post porches. That was a lathe machine, and it was turned by hand. They would put the block wood in there and set their tools, and I don't just recall, I've only seen one.